This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because mm-hmm. they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. It's Hour 1, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Now we know who's in the American League Championship Series. Yankees beat the Guardians. They advance. Phillies, they take down the Padres in Game 1 of the NLCS. NBA openers, Celtics beat the Sixers, Warriors handle the Lakers. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DP Show. Stat of the day, as always, brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Happy to be aligned with the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers Foundation, t2t.org. That's t2t.org. Play of the day, stat of the day, poll question, all of that forthcoming. Say good morning to our radio affiliates around the country. Nearly 400 radio stations carrying this award-nominated program. Say good morning to those who are watching on Peacock, our streaming partner, and those chatting on Chat Row. Operator Tyler standing by for your phone calls. Watched a little bit of the game last night. I didn't expect it to be much of a game, but I wanted to see a couple things with Golden State and the Lakers. The opening night, and you start to look at what Golden State has and what the Lakers have, and they are going in different directions here. Now, that doesn't mean that they can't fix it with L.A., and by fix it, I mean Russell Westbrook. Can you make yourself a better team sending Russ a couple of first-round draft picks and getting Buddy Hield and Miles Turner? Feels like that would make you a better all-around team. I'm watching last night, and Golden State, their game plan was, go ahead, take jump shots. We don't care. You know, you're not going to make them. And if you do, you're not going to make as many as we do. You can shoot twos. We're going to shoot threes, and we're going to beat you. They're just a different team. They have depth. They have youth. And you still have veterans like Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green. Felt like the night was all about Draymond Green and Jordan Poole. How are they going to interact with one another? Well, you don't have to like everybody that you work with. You just have to be professional with everybody you work with. Jordan Poole, and he was asked about, well, here's the question to Jordan Poole of the Golden State Warriors.
Jordan, 10 days ago, Draymond when he apologized, he said that there would be an elephant in the room tonight. I'm just wondering, did anything feel awkward, or do you feel like healing has happened?
Yeah, I mean, we went out there. We had a job to do tonight to win a game. It was a ring night, and that's really what we were focused on, finishing the first game. It was a huge win against a really good team, and the season started, so we got a game in a couple of days.
Yeah, that's it. Just make it professional. He's basically echoing the same thing that Draymond Green did, that, hey, we got to go out there and win. It's all about business. Don't have to like each other. Just be professional. And that's what you're going to have this year. It's going to be incumbent upon Jordan Poole to be the grown-up here, because Draymond Green doesn't care about being a grown-up here. He's almost embraced the fact that he dropped Jordan Poole, and this benefits him. TNT doing a documentary, a six-part series on Draymond Green, there's no remorse. That would bother me more than anything. Do I have a teammate who can admit he's wrong and be contrite and maybe be an apologetic instead of, hey, how does this benefit me? Social media, how's this benefit me? The new media, and that's the feeling I have. I have Golden State winning it all this year. I do pause when I think about how this can affect this team, because this won't be the only incident that Draymond Green has this year. And he's not good enough to get away with this as much as he used to. But he is occasionally good enough. And that might be good enough for Steve Kerr and the ownership to put up with this. Do I look at this long-term with Draymond Green? I can't see that. Jordan Poole is more long-term than Draymond Green is. But you got Kuminga, you got Moody, James Wiseman, there's Wiggins. That's a right there is a nice nucleus to start a team. You have Steph still playing at a high level, Klay Thompson getting a full season under his legs, and then you got Draymond. And then you start to handicap this. There's a lot of people who, it feels like, according to Vegas, love New Orleans this year. Love. And we're actually going to have somebody from DraftKings give you a kind of a primer here on certain trends to follow as far as, you know, the Joker. Does he win an MVP? Who's the favorite? A lot of money on New Orleans right now as a dark horse here. Are the Lakers going to be a playoff team this year? Is Memphis ready to take that next step? You know, Denver, can they stay healthy? Like, there's a lot of things in play with, you know, the season. And watching the Celtics and the Sixers last night. They're going to be there against each other. I couldn't help but think, when I'm watching this game, what M.A. Udoka must be thinking sitting at home knowing I should be there. This should have been my night with this team. We're back. We went to the NBA Finals. And do you even watch the game? So he's suspended. Now what do you do? Because it feels like if I'm in his situation, why don't I just quit? Because I don't know, am I going to get this job back? The better they are, the less likely I get this opportunity to come back. And you're watching your team beat the 76ers. And, man, that has to be one of those where you go, should I stay? Should I go? But watching last night, I did watch, you know, just to see how the Lakers interacted there, just as much as Golden State with Jordan Poole, Draymond Green. Russell Westbrook Jr. III, going to be fascinating all year long. Here he is talking about coming off the bench. And, well, here's the question that goes along with that.
Do you think having to change your routine and stuff like that could have played any role in feeling something a little different?
Absolutely. I've been doing the same thing for 14 years straight. Honestly, I didn't even know what to do pregame. Being honest, I was trying to figure out and try to stay warm and loose, and but definitely wasn't something I was used to. Wasn't warm enough. But that's something that just I wasn't accustomed to.
Okay, so. Because he was coming off the bench, he has a hamstring injury. Oh, it's going to be a fun season.
Fun is a weird word.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be entertaining.
They would love a fun season.
It's going to be different. different with Russell Westbrook Jr. III. Hey, I can't come off the bench, my hamstring. It only works when I start a game. They didn't know what to do in pregame. Like, how do you get ready for a game if you're coming off the bench? Okay. How about working on your shot? I mean, it doesn't matter when you play. How about working on your shot? Still watching Golden State, and they can make it look real easy. Fun basketball. And that might be, I love rooting for a team that I, you know, to win and make a prediction because I love watching them play. Like, you can root for Kansas City the way they play football. You can root for Golden State the way they play basketball. Yeah, Seton.
It feels like the Lakers' biggest problem, believe it or not, isn't shooting or having no shooters. It's that they have no fun. That doesn't seem like a fun place to go play. Like, if I'm Buddy Hield or somebody or like a shooter that they're trying to get in the market, I don't want to go play there. Everybody's miserable. LeBron's already talking about how terrible they are after game one. I'm going to sign up for the rest of the season for that. Russell Westbrook is unhappy. Like, who there is having fun? But Anthony Davis takes himself very seriously. Who's having fun? Maybe Patrick Beverley.
Here is LeBron James, the Brutal Honesty Club, and he's an early member this season.
I think we're getting great looks, I think, but it also could be teams giving us great looks. I mean, if you be completely honest, we're not a team that's constructed of great shooting. And that's just the truth of the matter is. It's not like, you know, we're sitting here with a lot of lasers on our team. So, you know, but that doesn't deter us from still trying to get great shots. And when we get those opportunities, you take them. But we're not sitting here with a bunch of 40-plus career three-point shooting guys.
That is true. Yes.
There's a point where Russell Westbrook is out on the wing, or he's like in the corner, and he puts up a three.
Yeah.
Draymond Green doesn't even raise his hand to attempt to block it. He just like, go ahead and shoot it. And he missed it terribly.
Yeah.
He like, go ahead and shoot it. He didn't even put up his hand.
Sometimes it's worse when you think you're a good shooter and you know they're letting you shoot. So then in your mind, you're going, wait, do they know something that I don't know?
Yeah, go ahead, shoot it.
Yeah, go ahead. I don't, go ahead. Fire away.
Day one.
I know. We don't have good shooters.
Good shooters.
Hard to argue with LeBron. They were 10 for 40 as a team from three-pointers. That's 25%.
Don't exactly have a lot of lasers out there.
I know. Wow.
Holy smokes.
Golden State roughed up the Lakers in the third quarter to pull away. And since the start of last season, the Warriors have outscored opponents in the third quarter by a combined 245 points, most in the NBA over that span.
Stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
More on the Lakers and the Warriors, more specifically the Warriors coming up a little bit later on. We'll talk some football. Do the Patriots have a Mac Jones problem? Feels like there's a little more smoke coming out of New England when it comes to Mac Jones maybe being full of himself, making the Pro Bowl last year. He was the best rookie quarterback last year. They made the playoffs. Now all of a sudden, Bailey Zappi is playing good football, and we may have an issue there with the New England Patriots. Seton, what's the poll question today?
Well, we could start with the Lakers. How much trouble are the Lakers in? Are they DEFCON 5, DEFCON 3, DEFCON 1?
We can't do that.
You don't want to jump in that early?
Not yet. Not yet. I mean, I expected them to lose against Golden State, and they didn't disappoint there.
Okay, how about this one? This is one that was brought up in the morning meeting, which is pretty interesting.
All right.
Who's more likable in this series, the Yankees or the Astros?
The Yankees.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, the Yankees. I think Aaron Judge is likable from a national perspective just because he bet on himself conversation. If he was already making $400 million, might not be as likable if he turned in this season.
Totally but, changes the story.
Yeah, he bet on himself. Yeah, I kind of like that. Meanwhile, Giancarlo Stanton making $300 million. Homered, Judge homered, and they put away the Guardians. By the way, it doesn't feel like this loss is coupled in with the previous century or decades of misery for the Indians, because it feels like it's a different franchise. Like, this is just the Guardians who lost this. You know, the Indians, when they lost all of those series in dramatic fashion, I mean, they made movies of their misery in Cleveland with the Indians. But now with the Guardians, all right. That's not their brand. You know, the Indians had that brand, like, oh, lovable, misery. Oh, Cubs and the Indians, well, somebody's got to win. And then they added even more misery. Yeah, see.
But yet there was this weird moment of like, hey, the Yankees are likable. Look at this. Okay, oh, wait, that's right. Giancarlo Stanton hit a three-run bomb, and you're like, oh, that's right, I forgot. They paid $500 million for him, too.
Yeah. Yes, Paul.
I disagree. The Yankees haven't been the bully in 15 years. They're not a regular World Series team and since like the 2006 or something like that. They're not even close to the highest spending team in the league anymore. I think I got them ranked seventh in spending. They spent $150 million on their payroll. That's behind Mets, Phillies, Padres, Dodgers, Braves, and Astros.
They were playing the Indians, or the Guardians.
Right, but the team they're going against now has a cheating scandal. They still have Altuve and Bregman and the guys like that. That they're the team. I bet you if you did a poll, people will root for the Yankees over the Astros.
Okay, well, maybe we're doing a poll question.
Sounds like a good idea.
Okay, all right. All right, then.
Okay, let's do that one for hour one.
All right, let's see. When we come back, you had a moment of brutal honesty at the NFL owners' meeting. So we'll talk about that with what happened with Jim Irsay and Daniel Snyder. Daniel Snyder sent a letter to all the owners, sort of not apologizing, but trying to explain how we got to this point, and that ESPN put out that he was trying to get dirt on other owners, and that's not the case. And so there's still a lot going on here. Imagine being at the owners' meetings and just Robert Kraft and Jerry Jones going at it, Jim Irsay saying that, you know, we should get rid of Dan Snyder. I don't think this was on the agenda that they were going to go in. All right, we got to talk about Jerry Jones and Robert Kraft. Yes, Paul.
New poll question. Which would you rather watch, the owners' meetings or Thursday Night Football? I like there's a pause in the room. Like,
if I get to watch everything.
Because we're really thinking about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah. It's not a real question. You know, we don't get that choice.
It's unlikely they're going to broadcast it.
It's a hypothetical one. All right, let me take a break here, and we'll regroup back after this Dan Patrick Show. TireRack.com, crushing it for 40 years. And why not? They have such a simplistic approach to something that can be complicated for people, but it shouldn't be. They have an easy-to-use tire decision guide. You answer a couple of questions, you're going to get a personalized tire recommendation, and it'll take about 2 minutes. The right tires for how and what and where you drive. They have the full lineup of the Sumitomo tires, test results, tire ratings. They've got everything that you need, and it's a one-stop shop. They will ship the tires to you and fast, free, and they also have over 10,000 recommended installers who could come to your office or your home and install the tires. You could skip the waiting room, and there's the mobile tire installation. You should check on that as well. TireRack.com/Dan. And see for yourself what they have to offer. TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Tell them we sent you. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you
know
I never even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Pauly. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick cut, flip your whole world upside down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice, and you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
Saturday on NBC, streaming on Peacock, Premier League. You got Chelsea taking on Manchester United Saturday, 12:30 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. Poll question, we're going to go with who's more lovable, Yankees, Astros? Is that the wording, Seton?
I think lovable is a little strong.
It is. Very.
We went with likable.
Okay.
Tolerable?
Okay.
Tolerable. That might be better.
That's more along the lines, yeah.
Yeah. If you have to root for one, who would you root for? How's that?
Right now, early results?
Yes.
65% say the Yankees.
Okay.
Let's go.
All right. Yes, Paulie.
Yeah, gritty, gutty, backs against the wall. No one thought they could be there. Overlooked by the media, us against the world. That's all the stuff the Yankees should be dropping now.
Been 15 long years.
Yeah.
Yes, you said it yourself.
Yes, it has. Yes.
That 28th title isn't just going to get itself.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
NFL owners meetings took place in Manhattan yesterday. And I didn't know exactly what was going to be on the agenda. I tried to find out, was Daniel Snyder going to be on the agenda? You know, things to cover here, competition committee, this, that, Super Bowl, Rihanna, Dan Snyder. You don't have to talk to the media at the NFL owners meetings. It's not if you decide you want to, you can, and you can get an audience. They're all waiting for you in the lobby of the hotel. But I didn't expect, if you said, which owner is going to talk about Daniel Snyder, I probably wouldn't have picked Jim Irsay of the Colts. But here's Jim Irsay talking about his feelings about Daniel Snyder.
You said that Dan Snyder should get removed. Should the Snyder family sell?
I said he should. There's consideration that he should be removed. you know, we have to complete the investigation. But to me, it's something that I think serious consideration has to be given to the removal, and we have complete authority to do that.
Of him or just the family, period?
I think in general, of him being removed and selling the franchise.
Okay. He's very specific here. Also, this doesn't happen. Owners don't talk about other owners because they don't want them talking about them, the other owners. You know, return fire. And they have to go to meetings. You have to sit together, coexist. And here's Jim Irsay on the possibility Daniel Snyder will sell his team.
I believe that there's merit to remove him as owner of the Redskins. I think it's something that we have to review. We have to look at all the evidence, and we have to be thorough in going forward.
Okay. He doubled down on this. Now, where do we go? Because now Jim Irsay has let me in behind the curtain. Okay. Look, one of the owners said that he thinks there's merit in getting rid of Dan Snyder. Now every owner has to be asked, do you agree with Jim Irsay? Now, the commissioner said, you know, that he basically didn't want, he wanted a moratorium. He didn't want them talking because there hasn't been any finalization of their investigation or whatever. I can't imagine that they're going to vote out Dan Snyder. I think you have to position this. How can we make him sell where it looks like he wants to sell and we're not forcing him out? That might be the tricky part. Maybe you want to allow him to save face so he doesn't have this vendetta against other owners and or the commissioner. You also had the moment that was reported that Jerry Jones and Robert Kraft had a little moment where Jerry did not like Robert Kraft and all the other owners basically approving Roger Goodell's contract extension or bonuses in there. And Jerry reportedly said to Robert Kraft, don't F with me. I don't know what that means because the vote was 31-1. I don't know if it was supposed to be 30-2 as far as this is just approving Roger Goodell's contract extension or bonuses there. And that Robert Kraft and Jerry Jones had this moment where Jerry's like, don't F with me. And the final score was 31-1. Yeah, Paul.
I have a theory. Let me know what you think. You know, it got out that the vote was 31-1, and it quickly got out that Jerry Jones was voted against Roger Goodell's rubber-stamped new contract or bonuses. He wants that to get out. Do you think he wants that to get out so the perception is that he's running the league or that he runs Goodell? Because why else vote against that?
I think he's had a problem with Goodell for a while, and I think it's – if you're going to give him these bonuses, if he's making $60 million, he has to earn these bonuses. I think that's what Jerry was trying to say. Do I think Jerry runs the NFL? I'd say Jerry and Robert Kraft run the NFL. Yes, Eden.
I think Paul used a really interesting word there in perception. And it does give you the perception that Jerry Jones is like, well, hold on now. We don't just rubber stamp everything that makes people money around here. I mean, he seems to be the one benefiting the most from the NFL. So what would his problem be? You know what I mean?
I think it comes back to Roger Goodell's salary, that he doesn't want to go, all right, you're going to earn these bonuses. It's we want you to earn these bonuses. But I don't know if this is a microcosm of a larger problem that exists or tension that exists there. But it does feel like it's Robert Kraft and then it's Daniel Snyder or Robert Kraft and Jerry Jones. And you're either on one side or the other there, it feels like. Yeah, see.
But, like, Roger Goodell is already making, I mean, mountains of cash in his position.
Yeah.
This idea that, well, hold on a second, we need to incentivize this young man so he still really works hard is such nonsense. Mm. I mean, how long has he been doing this? He's got $500 million in the bank. Well, you're going to squeeze him over, well, it's, you need to hit certain bonuses here.
The other part of the Jim Irsay comments, Jim Irsay has baggage himself as an owner and, you know, had substance abuse. Nobody threatened to take away his team. Would probably be a response by some of the owners or the commissioner. Like, let's be careful with what we're saying. Although, if this does start something, then we're going to fall back on Jim Irsay and say he had the guts that none of these owners had. I just want to know, if I was in the room with these owners, I would say, is Daniel Snyder helping our bottom line? The problem is Daniel Snyder's in the room when you say, is Daniel Snyder, Daniel, could you please leave? I got to ask the other owners a question. He's not good for business. And then you have the perception attached to this. What do we do? How do we do it? Can we do it a way that allows him to kind of slip away, get his money and go in the south of France? He's not good for business. Now, you might say, well, that's not reason enough to get rid of you. The reason why he's not good for business is he's not a good owner, but all the things that have happened under his watch. I like how they say, hey, you know what? Nothing's happened in the last 2 years under his watch. Nothing nefarious. I'm like, oh, okay, you get to keep your team. I just want to know if the other owners truly care about this. And I still want somebody to ask the commissioner, how does the process get started? That's all. If he says, look, I can't do it, okay, how does it get started? Just take me through step by step. If an owner or the owners wanted to get rid of an owner, what would you do? That's all. Just tell me the process here. Yeah, Paul.
That's what I want to know, too. Like, when Jim Mersey says this of the Colts and walks back into the owners' meetings, can he, you know, any new business? You know, they do that thing at meetings. And Jim Mersey goes, I got one. I don't know if you heard in the hallway. Can an owner propose a vote? And Albert Breer said, Jim Mersey also said, there are 24 votes to remove Dan Snyder, which is what they would need. But he also said, Jim Mersey said, we're not going to vote that today.
Well, you don't want to vote unless you know you're going to get 24.
But everyone's in the building. We could pull this Band-Aid real quick.
Well, I think that it might have been Jim Irsay to say that I think we have X number of votes already. It feels like this is moving along at a little faster pace. But until the commissioner comes out and says, all right, the owners got together, this is what they're doing, and we're going to complete our investigation. How long is this damn investigation going on here? I forgot what they're investigating. They've been investigating so much.
That's the goal. Yeah.
Well, there's a committee right now on the investigation.
Yeah. Blue Ribbon Panel. commissioned by...
Oh, man. That's Jim Irsay, though. Finally, we had an owner who went on record. And Jim Irsay has baggage. All right, some phone calls coming up. Doug in North Carolina. Good morning, Doug. What's on your mind today?
Well, Dan, this is a little bit off topic, but in the last week or so, you guys have been talking a lot about what would you do if you caught a big home run ball or a touchdown pass or something like that. Would you give the ball back? I noticed yesterday, I glanced at the stock market, and I don't know if you remember when Tom Brady threw his 600th touchdown pass, Mike Evans threw it up into the stand, and Brady had to buy the ball back with one Bitcoin. At the time, it was worth $63,000, and I glanced yesterday. If that guy didn't sell it, it has plummeted down to $19,000. I'm wondering, ouch, is that the worst deal of the whole year in sports?
Oh, well, I don't know how many other deals we have to compare it to.
That one guy almost got screwed where he bought the ball, Tom Brady's last pass.
Yeah.
He got out of that.
Yes, he did.
That would have been the best.
They gave him his money back.
Yes.
The guy in Toronto still has the baseball? Hasn't given it back to Aaron Judge?
The last story says he still has it.
Okay.
This is even better than money. It's digital money.
Faux money.
Trust me. It's going to be great.
Don't
you think there was... I mean, I think that there was actually a huge controversy when the government moved from to paper money. People are like, this paper money isn't worth anything if it burns up. This is like that times 10,000.
Yeah, I never understood Bitcoin and crypto. And I watched others do things with it and then tell me how great it is. And then a couple of years later, when I ask them about it, then they go, well, yeah, it didn't end up very good.
There's these massive computer servers with people mining for, like, what the hell does that, how do you digitally mine for things?
Yeah.
No thanks.
Call me crazy. I kind of like the old way. Man, you're an old geezer. You like paper money?
Straight cash.
Yes,
homie.
I do. Straight cash.
Yeah, straight cash, homie.
Praise Jesus all the way to the bank. Yeah.
Straight cash, homie.
Yeah. Yeah, Paulie.
Like the Staples Center that I still call the Staples Center. It's crypto.com, right?
Yeah.
The Lakers. The
crypt.
Play?
The crypt.
Yeah. I think that was about just like 10 months ago they did that deal. It's a 20-year deal worth $700 million with a crypto company. How much of that money was paid up front? How much it was paid in crypto?
Yeah, was it just paid in crypto?
Because if it wasn't, how can you have a deal with a crypto company that's not paid in crypto because then they're not sure about that?
Okay.
There are people right now who are like, oh, my God, I can't believe they don't get it yet. They still don't.
I don't.
The crypto center now has only 3,000 seats because it's been...
Oh, wow. Is it shrinking?
Yeah, it's shrinking. They're down to 3,000 seats. Laker tickets are tougher than ever.
It was once up to 120,000 seats, though.
Right. So. Matt Damon has them all, though.
Oh.
Hey, man.
Kim Kardashian?
Sure, she's got all
that. She got in trouble with that, or one of the Kardashians did. But, yeah, I was approached to do something on crypto, and I said, I don't use it. You know, you can't do that to your audience and, you know, or sell gold. I said, I don't do that. I don't want to sell that to my audience. That's not fair if I don't use it and they go, hey, what about crypto or Bitcoin or whatever it is? Can't do it. Well, guess who's back? Chris in Syracuse is back.
What?
Yeah. Hi, Chris. What's going on? Is this the redemption tour?
Hey, that's the word I'm going to use in my call at one point. But, yeah, thank you for taking my call, Dan.
Okay.
I wanted to weigh in the poll and a comment. On the poll, yeah, I'm going to go with the Yankees is more likable. Haven't won in a while. And also, I don't know, at least in New York, with the Mets spending dough and winning, the hate's kind of spread around. And, Dan, I'll always be a loyal Dan disciple, but I have to admit today my call is strictly selfish. In the past, when I bomb on a call, all I have to do is grind on it for 24 hours, and I have redemption possibility. But I don't want to grind for 10 years, so if I may, I'd like to throw out my headline from last night's baseball game.
Okay, once again, Chris, a loyal follower, frequent caller, and then there was a 10-year period where we didn't hear from Chris, and then Fritzy's out for the Jewish holiday. Chris calls in, has a mock headline, and I told him, hey, maybe call us back in 10 years. It wasn't that good. So here is Chris. The Redemption Mock Headline Tour begins right now.
Hammerin' Yank Aaron goes deep as New York advances.
Hammerin' Yank Aaron. Like Hammerin' Hank.
Yeah, okay. Aaron. All right.
Hey, it takes a little while to get the dust off. It's okay.
Yeah.
He's been coming off the bench like Russell Westbrook for a while.
Yeah,
he's got to pull his
pulled hamstring. Yeah, he's got a hamstring.
Keep calling in, Chris.
The reaction to Chris calling the other day was... insane.
Oh, it's 10 years
insane.
Since we heard from him.
Yeah.
Todd, you being the godfather of mock headlines.
I liked it. I thought that was workable.
Okay.
That's not a good sign.
So
Todd said he liked that. He thought it was workable.
That's okay. Nah. All right. So when people say, oh, you were too rough on Chris, Fritzy's
was
the
that
one.
Considered rough what I said?
Well,
in Todd Fritz lingo, basically just called him a loser.
You know what? Win, lose, or draw. I think it's awesome that Chris is calling, and hopefully there will be many more calls to
when
come.
You start complimenting the effort.
No, don't. Don't do that.
You're worse.
Don't do that. You're better than that. Hammer and Yank Aaron.
Okay.
I think it'll look better in a headline in print than that would where you just deliver it.
Will it, though?
It's not.
I'm playing a little bit. I'm joking a little bit.
You're joking a little bit. That means you're being serious a little bit.
But if you picture it like on the back of the New York Post or the Daily News, maybe you got something there. If you see the actual ink and someone's holding the paper on the train and there it is, maybe that sells it a little more.
Yes, Paul.
Sarah ooze, Chris whiffs in return. Sir Ooze.
No, that's not good either. Yeah. No, that's not.
I'd bomb to help.
Todd, you got one?
I don't. I think after what Paulie just said, I'm going to just kind of sit this one out.
That's called growth.
Sometimes the best thing to do is
that's
to just
growth
kind of
right there. That
look
is
at
growth.
You maturing after your birthday.
I am. I'm getting there.
All right. Let me take a break. Got our play of the day up next. Everybody knows athletes rise and fall in the ranks, but when it comes to saving money, Simply Safe always stays on top. And right now, you can save big with Simply Safe Home Security. They're giving my listeners 40% off with their advanced security system. Simply Safe just named Best Home Security of 2022 by U.S. News. All of us use it because at Simply Safe, your safety is the only thing that matters. 24/7 professional monitoring. It's going to cost you about under a dollar a day. And that's about half the cost of ADT's traditional professional installed plans. Blanket your home in protection, advanced sensors for every room and window and door, whatever you need, they have for you. No pushy salespeople, no hidden fees, no contracts to sign. Advanced response technology. They use it. Nobody else has the proprietary advanced response technology, so you get the highest priority police dispatch. SimplySafeDan.com. Customize the system. Only going to take you a couple of minutes. Get 40% off. SimplySafeDan.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rocking dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says, I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice, and you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
Oh, my God.
The play of the day.
Left side, got it!
Check this out.
And the 2-0. Swung on and hit in the air to right center and deep. That ball is gone! Oh, my. It is a Stantonian home run. Now, the Yankees, in this ultimate game, take a very quick 3-0 lead.
Courtesy of WFAN, the Yankees Radio Network, Giancarlo Stanton, 10 home runs in his last 15 postseason games. Only Babe Ruth, with 11 in a stretch from 1926 to 1932, had more in a stretch of 15 postseason games. Play of the day. Play of the day brought to you, of course, by the great folks at Stifel. Stifel Financial Advisor can help you invest in your success. We all have different ideas about success. We achieve it at different times in different ways as we strive to reach our financial goals. Stifel, Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE. The Guardians, and we wondered, you know, there was a rainout, so they thought they were going to be playing during the afternoon, and then all of a sudden the game was rained out, then they played last night. Well, what were they going to do with their hotel rooms? You would check out because you're figuring that, you know, this will be the last game, win or lose. We're going home or we're going to Houston. And then we wondered, how do you get like 50 rooms, 45 rooms for your entire team and staff? And you're supposed to be gone. It's not like you can just call up, you know, Doubletree or Hampton's Inn in New York and go, need rooms for 50 people here. How did they figure this out, Paulie?
So they were able to get some rooms at the original hotel they stayed in, but there was another group that took a lot of the rooms. They had to use four other hotels and send the players in all over in different cars with different staffers all over the city to different hotels. Mm. And it's not exactly to get, you know, short notice in New York. Not easy.
There's no gamesmanship involved in this, is there? Well, that, you know, that the hotels wouldn't want to accommodate the Guardians?
Like Doubletree said, as a hotel unit, just no dice.
What's the official hotel of the Yankees? Hopefully the Guardians weren't trying to stay there. That'd be like, no room at the inn. All right, a few more phone calls. Let's see. Jeff in Detroit. Hi, Jeff. Welcome back.
Hey, what up, though? One time for Chat Row. I'm not sure if Chris has ever been called gangster in his life, but he is the OG of callers on the Dan Patrick Show. It's good hearing his voice. And thank goodness you got Paulie there to shoot down smart comments for everybody. Because I tell you, the first time I called and I let loose a bad joke, Paulie was right there to let me know. My question to you, though, Dan, is this. Detroit Lions, how is it that we had a bye week and we're still in last place? Everybody in my division lost except the Vikings, and we're still in last place. I'm happy that Coach Pond.
And you got Dallas coming up as well with Dak Prescott coming back.
Shout out to Coach Pond on his HBCU interview with 60 Minutes, shining a light on that. I thought that was really good. One more question for you, Dan. Going into the seventh week of the NFL, what's your storyline outside of Tua and the Dan Schneider situation? I mean, you got a lot to pick from.
My number one storyline would be probably the Green Bay Packers. They've lost to the Jets and Giants. They've lost at home. This isn't September where you're trying to figure out your roster. Now we're in the middle of October, heading towards the end of October, and it doesn't feel like the light at the end of the tunnel is an oncoming train, it feels like. And then you got Aaron Rodgers going, well, we got to simplify the offense. All right, what's that mean? Matt LaFleur's not even sure, the head coach. He goes, I don't know. Yeah, see.
What did you make of his comments there where he was sort of, it almost felt like he was pushing back on the idea that he's in charge of the roster, which is very common, right? People think like, well, you're Aaron Rodgers. You're the guy who's saying who you want to bring in and who you're not. And he sort of very much pushed back on that.
This hasn't been a good start for Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady.
No.
They have not handled any of the stuff that's gone on very well. But with these two, you got to be careful before you go, yeah, it's not going to happen this year. You know, Ben Roethlisberger said he's observing Brady playing against the Steelers, said he looked like he didn't want to be there. I don't know what that means. That Brady was trying to fire up his team. I didn't approve of how he... Like, does anybody yell at Brady for going to Robert Kraft's wedding? Would Tom Brady have yelled at Tom Brady for going to the wedding during the week? I'm just trying to play devil's advocate here with Brady. I would think, let's say Mike Evans went to a wedding on Wednesday, didn't play well against the Steelers. Let's say he missed a walkthrough, didn't play well. Tom Brady going to yell at Mike Evans? Would Tom Brady have a problem with Tom Brady going to a wedding during the week? Yes, he'd.
Tom Brady just got Mike Evans a ring. I'm not going to yell at that dude.
That's the scoreboard.
Yeah, maybe.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, is Tom Brady going to yell at Drew Bledsoe for going to a wedding? Probably not. But
do you think Tom Brady would be upset with Tom Brady if he didn't play well, he went to a wedding during the week, and missed a walkthrough?
Do we think he's upset with himself right now?
Yes.
Probably, but not because he went to the wedding.
Yes, Paulie.
By the way, remember that's supposed to be a surprise wedding? I bet Tom knew it was an actual wedding. And that, because he wasn't just going for like a cotillion. He was just going to a cocktail hour, right?
Cotillion.
Hey, let me get dressed up in one of my crushed velour suits. He had to know it was an actual wedding.
Yeah.
Hey, Tom, it's a game week. Can you come up and kick it?
How many cotillions have you been to this year, Paul?
This year?
This year, yeah. If anybody here has, I'm sure it's you.
It's usually more of a fall-winter thing season in the New Haven community.
Now, was it Tom plus one for the wedding?
Whoa, easy.
I'm just curious.
Open invite.
I'm just curious.
By the way, the year they won the Super Bowl, the Saints housed the Buccaneers 38-3 in week 9.
Yeah.
And everyone jumped off the bandwagon.
They everyone, Paul.
Every single person.
Every single person.
Literally jumped off of a bandwagon.
Jumped off a bandwagon and fell and hurt them. They lost 3 of 4 after losing to the Saints 38-3, and they were left for dead. They ran the table and won the Super Bowl.
Well, I think Tampa Bay's got a better chance of riding the ship than Green Bay does. At Green Bay, I don't get. Good running game. You have a better-than-average offensive line. I thought the defense was going to be great. And then all of a sudden the Jets come to town and manhandle you. That doesn't seem like you're going to be able to fix it, whatever it is. And then I wonder, how does this year impact Aaron Rodgers for next year? At what point do the Packers go, yeah, maybe he'll retire. Maybe we could move up the time frame for Jordan Love play a little bit. Do you have the definition of a cotillion?
It's like a formal event, semi-formal event.
Mm.
I think it's originally from France.
I guess I've been to a cotillion. I just may not have known it was a cotillion.
You get introduced. You walk in. There's like ceremony. Yeah, there's. Like
I thought it was a monetary value when you first said it. You know,
he's a cotillionaire.
Yes, he's a cotillionaire.
You know, it's never good when you look up the definition of something and you have to look up the definition of the words used in that definition.
1 hour in the books. Two more to go. Dan Patrick Show. One more item. We close that hour one. NBA fans, the wait is over. We have basketball back, and DraftKings, an official sports betting partner of the NBA, is here to help you tip off the season. New customers can make any $5 NBA moneyline bet and get $200 in free bets if your team wins. Everyone can boost their winnings up to 100% with the DraftKings stepped up same game parlays. Payouts are bigger than ever. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the promo code Patrick. $5 bet this week. Get $200 in free bets if your team wins. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook, promo code Patrick. Fritzy?
21 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Bonus issued as free bets. One early win token issued at opt-in. Moneyline bets only. Deposit and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Everything you love about Mercedes, the style, the comfort, the technology, the choice, is now available in electric. The vehicles, all electric. The feeling, all Mercedes. The choice, all yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.